This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Health Ministry records more than 9,200 corona infection cases and 214 deaths in the past 24 hours. The ministry urges all to comply with health protocols, saying corona infection rate will continue till few more weeks in Nepal. Supreme Court issues interim order to manage oxygen, ventilators and necessary medical equipment in treatment of corona-infected patients. Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel directs Customs Department and offices to prioritize checking of medical equipments related to COVID-19 treatment. And Cyclone Tauktae weakens after landfall in India. Now the news in detail. The Health and Population Ministry has reported 9,247 corona infection cases in the past 24 hours. With this, Nepal's total corona infection cases have crossed 464,000. The ministry has also reported 214 corona-related deaths in the same period, pushing the total death toll to 5,215. The ministry said the number of deaths also included the data shared by the Nepali Army's body disposal units. In the last 24 hours, 5,767 people have recovered from the infection. The Health Ministry has stressed the need for high alertness and coordination among all to tackle the COVID-19. Issuing a notice yesterday, the ministry had urged all to get united against COVID-19, saying the situation would remain challenging till a few more weeks in Nepal. Saying people are still not fully complying with the health protocols, it said people's movement during the ongoing lockdown has reduced to only 59%. The ministry urged all to play constructive roles from their sides to contain the COVID-19. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has also expressed its concern over the complaints that hospitals are only admitting patients who come with oxygen on their own. The ministry has warned of stringent action against medical institutions which force patients or patients' relatives to manage oxygen. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order to manage ventilator, oxygen and medicines essential for the treatment of COVID-19 patients. A single bench of Justice Nahakul Subedi had issued the order to maintain ICU and ventilators in COVID-designated hospitals to not let anyone die due to lack of treatment. The interim order has also stated that all the citizens must get basic health treatment free of cost and no one should be deprived of emergency health services. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel has directed the Customs Department and officers to prioritize the checking of the medical equipment related to COVID-19 treatment. Addressing a virtual program held with Customs Department's Director General, Deputy Director General and Chiefs of various Customs Offices yesterday, Minister Paudel directed them to ease the supply of medical equipment related to COVID-19 treatment. Minister Paudel directed the officials to ease the supply of liquid oxygen, oxygen cylinders, oxygen plants and other medical equipments to manage effective treatment of COVID-19 patients. Mountain climbing in various mountains in Nepal has been adversely affected since last Thursday due to the severe cyclonic storm formed over the Arabian Sea. The Department of Tourism has informed that hundreds of aspiring climbers are waiting for the fair weather condition to summit the mountains. The department has also urged all the climbers and expedition support staffers to stay safe and halt climbing until the weather improves. Four writ petitions have been filed demanding that the recent oath taken by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli be scrapped. Senior Advocate Dr. Chandra Kanta Gyamwali and Advocate Lokendra Oli, Navaraj Adhikari, Santosh Bhandari and Rajkumar Shubal filed separate writ petitions at the Supreme Court. A hearing on the writ petitions has been scheduled for today. The writ petitions state that some terminologies were not pronounced by Prime Minister Oli while taking oath of office and secrecy. The process to rescue 22 foreign tourists stranded in Manang district due to the second wave of COVID-19 is on the way. Manang District Administration Office has informed that 10 of the stranded tourists have been rescued so far and the rescue process for others is on the way. Chief of the Annapurna Conservation Area, Leknath Gautam, informed that 5 of them who were stranded at Dingshang Rural Municipality were airlifted to Kathmandu and 5 were sent to Pokhara on a jeep. The tourists are from Germany, Israel, Netherlands, Ireland and France. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
है त पनि एनटीसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. U.S. President Joe Biden has voiced his support for a ceasefire after 8 days of violence between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza. U.S. President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. was working with Egypt and other countries on halting hostilities. But the U.S. again blocked a U.N. Security Council statement calling for a cessation of violence. The conflict is now in its second week with little sign of ending. At least 212 people, including 61 children, have died in Gaza and 10, including 2 children, in Israel. Israel says most of those killed in Gaza are militants and that any civilian deaths are unintentional. A cyclone classified as extremely severe has made landfall in India's western state of Gujarat with wind speeds of up to 160 km per hour. Cyclone Tauktae traveled along India's western coast, narrowly missing the city of Mumbai. At least 12 people were killed and 150,000 evacuated. The Navy has sent 3 warships to try to rescue hundreds of people stranded off the coast in 2 boats. The cyclone comes amid a COVID-19 wave that has overwhelmed Indian hospitals. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 28.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 16.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Health Ministry records more than 9,200 corona infection cases and 214 deaths in the past 24 hours. The ministry urges all to comply with health protocols, saying corona infection rate will continue till few more weeks in Nepal. Supreme Court issues interim order to manage oxygen ventilators and necessary medical equipment and treatment of corona-infected patients. Finance Minister Bishnu Paudel directs Customs Department and officers to prioritize checking of medical equipments related to COVID-19 treatment. And Cyclone Tauktae weakens after landfall in India. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.